Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting second. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting third. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Troski. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting sixth. The left fielder, G. Walker. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Strange. Batting third. The right fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Roy Cullenbine. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Don Hefner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Grubb. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vern Kennedy. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Vern Kennedy. And now, play ball. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hefner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heath. Strange reaches second base with a double. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller spins and fires to second, with Boudreau covering, and Strange is picked off. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Troski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Troski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Troski moves to third. Heath moves to second. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Troski scores. Heath moves to third. Walker moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a fly ball into center field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Heath scores. Walker moves to third. One out. It's 2-0, Indians. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a line drive into center field. Cullenbine picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Cullenbine. Walker scores. Hemsley moves to third. It's 3-0, Indians. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller hits a fly ball into center field. Cullenbein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hemsley scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-0, Indians. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-1 in the game. Weatherly hits a line drive into center field. Cullenbein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn takes first base on ball 4. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-1 in the game. Keltner hits a pop-up towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-1 in the game. Boudreau hits a fly ball into right field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Trotsky hits a fly ball into right field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy strikes out. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-1 in the game. Clift hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Strange hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Weatherly. Strange reaches second base with a double. Clift moves to third. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-1 in the game. Lobbs takes first base on ball 4. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein is 0-1 in the game. Cullenbein hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Weatherly, who is chasing the ball. Cullenbein reaches third base with a triple. Clift scores. Strange scores. Lobbs goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, Indians. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. McQuinn hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strange fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Walker. The throw from Grubb and he is out, Hefner applying the tag. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Mack hits a fly ball into center field. Cullenbein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hemsley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0 for 1 in the game. Hefner takes first base on ball 4. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 1 in the game. Grubb hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hefner moves to second. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hefner scores. Grubb moves to third. It's Indians, 4, Browns, 4. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Clift hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walker. Clift reaches second base with a double. Grubb scores. Kennedy goes all the way around to score. It's 6-4, Browns. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 2 for 2 in the game, with two doubles. Strange takes first base on ball 4. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lobbs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clift scores. Strange moves to third. It's 7-4, Browns. Ken Ungall's now pitching. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Cullenbein hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McQuinn for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Ungall's is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ungall's hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strange scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 2 in the game. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner misplays the ball. That's an error on Hefner. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 2 in the game. Keltner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cullenbein. Keltner reaches second base with a double. Weatherly moves to third. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 2 in the game. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Trotsky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Weatherly scores. Keltner scores. Boudreau moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 7-6, Browns. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strange scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Indians 6. The Browns will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. Radcliffe hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-6, Browns. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hefner hits a line drive into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Grubb hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kennedy hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Mack takes first base on ball 4. Walker moves to second. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Walker. The throw from Grubb and he is out, Clift applying the tag. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strange fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Soup Campbell pinch hits for Ken Ungles. Soup Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Indians 6. The Browns will come to bat. Clint Brown now pitching. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Clift takes first base on ball 4. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. Strange bunts towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. Clift moves to second. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lobbs strikes out. Two outs. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got three RBIs. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-3 in the game. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Keltner takes first base on ball 4. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strange fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Indians 6. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, McQuinn hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Radcliffe hits a line drive into center field. That will be extra bases. Weatherly fumbles the ball. That's a triple and an error on Weatherly. Radcliffe moves all the way to home. That run is unearned. It's 9-6, Browns. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Hefner hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Grubb hits a line drive into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Trosky hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cliff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Heath strikes out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Indians 6. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kennedy hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 doubles and a walk. Strange hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Mack takes first base on ball 4. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hemsley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mack moves to second. Red Howell pinch hits for Clint Brown. Red Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell hits a line drive into right field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 4 in the game. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Keltner strikes out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 9, and Cleveland Indians, 6. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.